This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, David G. Hall joins us, and I know that you requested to come on the program. David is a vice president of syndication for the Phil Hendry Show for our radio network.
All right, well, I want to jump right in and start off by saying, by the way, Phil, congratulations. You're our comeback kid of the year in the broadcast business.
Thank you.
In the course of one rating period, you've turned around what was a little bit of a downward trend, and that's something to be very, very proud of. And as you get ready to go over to a better station in Los Angeles, as you get ready to go over to a better station in Seattle, as you get ready to go over to some better radio stations in some of the bigger markets, I wanted to talk to you about a concern that I've got. And here's why I wanted to come on your show tonight. Because I think it's something that people listening to the radio tonight are going to be able to help me with in communicating to you what I think the problem might be. And it's not a big problem. It has to do with a feature on your website.
Okay.
The wall of female listeners, right?
That's correct.
All right. Now, something concerned me.
So I can tell people what it is?
Yeah.
It's just pictures of women who listen to the show that send in their picture with a picture of me.
Okay. And it's your way of saying women that listen to your radio show are very special people.
Yeah, I've always said they're women who actually like men, as opposed to being, you know, in a quandary over what to do, what to dress, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I understand. All right, so something concerned me a little bit. I wanted to ask you about it, and I wanted to do it on the air because I frankly need the help of the people listening to the radio right now, people who are listening to this show, to help me make this point with you.
And this has to do with the wall.
It has to do with a picture on the website. And this has to do really, Phil, with the times we live in. We live in times right now when you don't know if there's going to be another terrorist attack. It's a tough thing to have to live with. But we don't know when the next shoe is going to drop. Is there going to be another blackout? Is there going to be another terrorist attack? Is there going to be another terrible event? We live on pins and needles, this generation of Americans, and I think for the short term, we want to keep that in mind.
Okay.
And on your website tonight, you posted a picture of a female listener. And by the way, I think the idea of the wall is great. It shows a great understanding.
Thank you.
The only thing that I would ask, and I'm sure you've received calls about this, is that this picture, and it's of a young lady by the name of Jennifer.
Okay, I don't know which one.
Right, well, the only thing that I would ask, and it's the most recent one you put up, it's a picture of a young lady who is a, for want of a better description, she's a dwarf or a little person.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to ask you the question, and I know the listeners to this radio show right now would ask, why did you put that picture up? Why did you choose to put that picture up?
Of the little person Jennifer?
Yeah.
Well, she's a woman. I mean, she's a woman. She's reflective of the variety of women. That's what our wall of female listeners is about. There's all kinds of women. These are the women that we fall in love with. These are the women that we make our wives. You know, they're not Pamela Anderson, but they're not, there's bathing beauties on there too, you know?
All right, I think all of that's great, and I think it's admirable. What you need to understand, and what people listening to the radio understand, is that this picture of this little lady, she's a dwarf, is, I think, going a little too far. We've got FCC standards.
Well, that doesn't violate FCC standards.
Well, it does, to the extent that it might be shocking. And I'll give you an example. You had a woman on last night, a journalist, who was talking about Melissa Etheridge coming out on stage with no hair. At a time when we are afraid of nuclear war, at a time when we are afraid of cancer, at a time when we are afraid of AIDS, at a time when people are deathly afraid of getting these diseases, this woman, Etheridge, comes out bald. And, you know, we've got all kinds of diseases. I was reading today about the flesh-eating disease, and here comes this woman. It's shocking. It's gratuitous.
All right, but what about, if I could say something, what about the other side?
Go ahead.
What about the other side, that these are women who are proud of who they are, what they achieve?
Well, that's true, but there are millions of those stories. Look, there's millions of those stories filled out a leper colony. Do you want to have pictures now of lepers? Do you want to have a picture of a leper on your wall of female listeners? That's my question.
Well,
See, that's the point I'm trying to make.
I'm not going to put a picture of a leper up. No, I mean someone who's afflicted with that disease.
All right, then why would you put up a picture of this, for want of a better term, dwarf or little person? Why do you put a dwarf up there?
That's not the same thing as a leper. She has a very pretty little face. And
well, but you can tell her head, and then there's the little arms, and it stunned me. I was stunned. And
do you know that she might be listening right now?
No, Phil, I understand. You're right. She's a very pretty girl.
And well, this is not right to say that she needs to be segregated, is it?
Look, I'm trying to communicate this to you on your program, on your turf. So I would ask you to give me the respect of hearing me out. Now, again, the listeners know what I'm talking about. But when you have a picture of a dwarf on your website, when you get this Etheridge woman out there, and a lot of these women now who go out there with no hair, and we have the threat of nuclear war. Now, do you know what radiation does? It does what it did to Melissa Etheridge. You lose your hair. She comes out and thinks it's funny that we may have a nuclear radiological blast in our city that'll make everyone look like her. I don't think it's
funny. I don't think she thinks it's funny. I think she's simply saying, look at me, I'm surviving.
Well, that's fine, but why do that and scare everyone half to death? And when you put a dwarf on your website, you're scaring people.
All right, I'm going to give my... You want me to give the number out, right?
I want you to get a number out. I want to have a discussion about this. I'm not here, Phil, to tell you you're a bad guy, because we are very proud of you. I'm trying to present a side to an argument.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bud, pull up the website so I can see her picture again.
Is her name Jennifer?
Her name's Jennifer, Bud.
I remember the picture now. She's a little gal with dark hair and glasses. She's sweet, sweet-looking little face, and she's holding my picture.
See, sweet-looking little, you keep saying little. So, what I'm saying to you is this. The wall of female listeners is supposed to be a feature on your website that guys are going to look at and go, well, you know, she's hot, or she's, I'd like to meet her. And then in the middle of all of that, you drop a dwarf.
And what do you mean I drop a dwarf?
Well, what I'm saying is you put the picture up of this little gal. Why? Why did you do that? Why did you do that other than to draw attention to yourself and shock people? And you told me once...
I'm not doing it to shock people. I'm not doing it to shock people. I'm glad I got her picture. I wanted to put it up. I think it shows variety.
You told me once that you never go into your radio show to shock. You always go into your radio show to amuse and entertain.
Yes. Absolutely.
Then why would you put the picture of that woman up there, and why would you have an argument with that journalist last night about this woman, Etheridge, who goes out and mocks our fear of radiological attack by going out bald?
I want to ask you a question, and because if I can get an answer to this, it may make me understand where you're coming from.
Go ahead.
Are you telling me that Melissa Etheridge went out there last night bald because... Or not that last night, but the night before.
Yeah, Sunday night. It was the Grammys.
Right, Sunday night.
Okay, she went out Sunday night to make fun of people who may fear a radiological bomb?
I'm saying that she's well aware of that. As an entertainer, she's well aware of the fears that we have. And I'm saying, yeah, no, she's suffering from cancer, yes.
Okay.
And she had chemotherapy, yes. But as she was going out on stage, she knew full well she could have put a wig on. But she decided not to put the wig on. Why? Because of the anger she has at how she's been treated as a lesbian. And so she decided here in this post-9/11 world to slap us across the face and say, okay, well, I'm going to take a little revenge here.
And make fun of people who are afraid of a radiological bomb.
Yes, of a dirty bomb or some kind of nuclear attack. I don't know. But it's shocking, it's jarring. I saw that, I was physically ill. And then when I logged onto your website today, because I love the Phil Hendry website is one of the great websites in radio.
I think so, and I think we do a good job with the primary component of our website, which is the audio from our show.
And absolutely, yes you do. So why can't you take the same amount of care with the other elements of your website? And I was horrified to see a midget not a midget, but a dwarf.
Horrified?
Well, not horrified, but why would you do that when we're living in the day and age of Howard Stern? You've got guys that want to see beautiful women, and
I think she's a perfectly lovely woman. Look at the women on that website, on that wall, are beautiful. Some are tomboyish. Some are cute. Some are pretty. Some are this. Some are that. There's not an ugly woman there, and they're all women who are, you know, women that we all relate to.
All right, let me ask you something. When's the last time you went out on a dinner and a date and went dancing with a dwarf? Go ahead.
Never.
Never. And yet you tell me those are all women that we relate to. That's what I'm talking about.
What if I got a guy out there that's a dwarf listener?
I'm sure you do. But you said those are women we all relate to.
David, I think this conversation is coming off sounding a little cruel.
I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm simply saying it's jarring to go to your website and see a lady and her face is beautiful and then all of a sudden the arms are, like, not big enough. I don't know how to describe it. It's just...
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to a phone call here because you've asked for people to call.
Yes.
Is this Ivan? Yvonne?
My name's LaVon.
LaVon, I'm terribly sorry. Go ahead, LaVon.
No, hi. I mean, no, this is the first time I've listened to your show, and I'm really a little appalled at what this gentleman's trying to say.
Yeah, I'm David. Let me explain. I'm David Hall. I'm the vice president of syndication. We're very proud of Phil. He's got a great website. He has a wall of female listeners.
You know, I want to talk about the Melissa Etheridge thing here. I can't
Can I just ask you this? What do you think about him putting a dwarf on his... A page. What?
You know what? If that young lady sent him the picture,
yes, she did.
Then why would she? She obviously isn't ashamed of who she is. So why shouldn't he be allowed to put her picture out there? And
I need to ask you, LaVon. I need to ask you to turn your radio down too, please, hon. Turn your radio down.
It's down.
Okay.
Well, look. It's shy. It's a little jarring to see a regular size head with little arms. I don't know.
Well, you know what? That woman obviously is happy with who she
yes.
is, or she wouldn't have sent you the picture.
Absolutely.
But for the gentleman also to say that Melissa Etheridge was out there because she's bald and she's trying to say something about radiation, I think she's trying to tell every woman who maybe is a survivor out there, hey, it's okay. Go out there. Hair, no hair. Don't be afraid to be who you are. It has nothing to do with your outer beauty, maybe it's your inner beauty, and don't be afraid to express yourself. Don't hide.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, but we're living in the post-9/11 world. People are frightened. They're
right.
frightened of radiation. They're frightened of terrorism. And the other thing, a radiological bomb, what if it renders us, if you have a baby and it comes out like the gal on the website? These are all things...
Okay, now wait a minute.
No, but the things are... And Melissa Etheridge should know better as an entertainer than to come out and make a big joke out of radiation.
But where was she making a big joke?
Oh, she's coming out with her bald head and going, hey, look at me. I just came out of a mushroom cloud.
No, I don't think that's what she was saying at all.
I don't either.
I don't think that was even the point that she was even trying to make.
Right.
I think she was being herself and telling everybody... Look, it had nothing to do with, I don't think it had anything to do with the word radiation.
Well, I think, LaVon, you are a very advanced and evolved woman. I think that you are intelligent and you understand that, but most people don't. And Mr. Henry should know that, too, that most people are going to see Melissa Etheridge come out bald and say she's making fun of my fear of radiological mutants.
Well, that's like saying, oh, my God, right. That Mr. Henry there is afraid that he's going to get hit by a car so the rest of the world shouldn't walk out the front door.
No. I'm saying the majority of people are afraid of radiation.
Look, I got to take a break, LaVon. Thank you so much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. David Hall is with me. He feels he's taking exception to the fact that I put a picture up on my website today of a young lady who sent in her picture, a very lovely girl who is a little person. Some people call them dwarves. And I put it up, and he thinks it's too shocking and too jarring, and that Melissa Etheridge came out bald the other night because she's making fun of our fear of radiation. And that she's trying to shock and jar us, and it's inappropriate. We're letting you weigh in tonight. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a bus to Dollywood if you'll shut up.
Phil Henry Show is back.
You really want to do that?
1-800-449-8686.
I had a guy just ask me, what if that was your daughter, that little person on our... And by the way, the word midget is considered to be as offensive to little people as the N-word is to black people.
Well, then I am very, very sorry for using it. I didn't mean to use it. I'm saying that...
Well, what if that was your daughter?
If the lady, the little dwarf on your website?
Yeah, what if that was your daughter?
I would do everything that I could to make sure that she was able to get big. I mean, I'd, you know, see if we could stretch her out or whatever.
Well, you can't stretch them out, man. I mean, that's just the way they are. What if she was like that for life?
I would... You never give in, Phil. You never, ever give in. You never say never. I would do everything in my power. Take her to the best doctors, the best medical facilities, and see if there was a way to get, you know, to get her bigger. Now, this Etheridge, she's a whole other ballgame. She comes out for all the world mocking our fear of flesh-eating disease. And the
All right, I don't know if that happens to you when you get flesh-eating disease, but you've heard people say there's another side to this. 1-800-449-8686. Mia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I'm
Hi,
starting
Mia.
To wonder if this is even for real, because...
No kidding.
You're
well,
dead.
Look,
I don't know where he's coming from. All I have to say is...
I'm the vice president of syndication for a radio show.
This woman is a little person. That is not a disease. She is born that way. It is no different than if you were going to say, oh, I'm not going to post this because the woman is black or the woman is obese. She's a woman just like anyone else.
Right.
And she deserves to have her photo be on your website along
right,
with any
you,
of your other female listeners.
Can I ask you a question? Would you put up a picture of a leper?
It's not the same thing as her being a leper. She is a woman, that is the way that she is born, but it is not a disease affliction in that way. And it would be discrimination. If you decided not to post her picture because she's a little person, it's the same thing as not posting my picture because I'm black or someone else's picture.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever dated a midget? Have you dated a midget?
No, you know what? I haven't met one that asked me out.
I just told you that word is offensive to little people, just the same way the N-word is.
All right, I'm sorry. Would you go out with a dwarf if he asked you out for cocktails?
You know what? If he were interesting and respectful, I would. I mean, there's a very talented actor by the name of Peter Dinklage who was in this film, The Station Agent. Very interesting man. If he chose to ask me out, you know what? Yes, I would.
Dinklage?
I would go out with him.
What kind of a name is Dinklage? Are you,
know,
making, you making
know.
That name
I don't
up?
Know where you're coming
on.
From. And in terms of Melissa Etheridge, as someone who's lost three different family members to cancer, good for her for showing that if you don't want to put on an uncomfortable, heavy, hot wig, and you are a survivor or you are in the process of treating cancer, good for you. I don't think it had anything to do with nuclear bombs or radiation or anything else.
Ma'am, you made fun of me a moment ago because you thought I was making a joke, and yet you just said...
I'm not making fun of you.
Hold on,
I'm very respectfully saying that.
You just said you lost three different breasts to breast cancer, which I find that offensive. And
she didn't say she lost three breasts. She said she lost three family members.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear that.
No, I'm just saying that if you've ever been around any woman who's had to deal with radiation and has made the choice to not have to wear a wig in order to be able to just go out to dinner
if
she's feeling up to it.
Here's something you don't think about.
You obviously have not ever been around anybody that's been treated with cancer because you know what? It's not as simple as throwing on a wig.
All right, what about a guy that works at Alamogordo in the nuclear testing lab and gets exposed to isotopes and goes bald, loses all the hair on his body? Don't you think that's making fun of him?
It's not making fun
of
him at all. It has nothing to do with making fun of anyone. It is a choice.
Can I ask you a question? I'm very curious. Is this Mia Hamm?
Pardon?
Is this Mia Hamm? Is this the famous...
No, the soccer player? No.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. I thought maybe perhaps it was.
All right. Look,
no.
Thank you very much, Mia, for your call this evening.
Thank you just for hearing me
remember,
out.
Yeah, but remember, there could be mocking radiation victims.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. On the table was Melissa Etheridge the other night mocking our fear of radiation, radiological bombs, nuclear war. Was she making fun of us and trying to shock us into seeing what a radiation mutant would look like? On the other end, we are discussing a young lady who sent her picture to my wall of female listeners. She's a dwarf. Her name's Jennifer, and I think she's lovely, and we put her picture up. Mr. Hall thinks that putting the picture of a little person on a wall of female listeners is shocking, too shocking for the emotional state of our listeners post-9/11. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I'm back with David G. Hall of Vice President of Syndication. On our website, we posted a picture. I have a thing called a wall of female listeners, and it is a collection of women who send pictures in, and they are put on our wall. And it's kind of a goof because we're mostly a male-intensive audience, right, David?
Yeah, your demographics are primarily men.
Okay. And a young lady who is a little person sent her picture in. She's very lovely, and we put her picture on a website, which you find...
Well, you keep saying lovely, and I want to say at this point, Phil, I'm a little resentful of the fact the audience is not... You're screening your calls, obviously, to reflect your point of view, and I don't think that...
No, I'm not screening... Tom's in there screening the call.
No, I think that what's happening is Tom's screening calls to reflect your point of view, because most people understand what I'm saying.
Most people understand that putting a little person, a dwarf, as you say, on my website is shocking and jarring, and that Melissa Etheridge coming out bald was mocking our fear of thermonuclear war.
You completely misconstrue. Melissa Etheridge at this time, with the fear, the real fear that we have of a radiological bomb, to come out bald and say, see this? This is what you're going to look like coming back from the store. I think that's wrong. I think it should have been done a different way.
What do you mean coming back from the store?
If some guy goes into a mall and lets one off.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Grace. Hello, Grace. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm very offended. I'm a breast cancer survivor, and...
All right, but you didn't go around bald, did you?
No, you have no idea what it is to be bald, and I've been through it. I don't know anyone who lives in fear of a radiation attack, but I know several people that live in fear of getting breast cancer and losing their hair. And
ma'am, I'm a man. If you're telling a man he doesn't know what bald is, I think
you're
you don't.
Easy. Oh,
men
no.
know what bald is.
You don't
is.
Know the pain. It's easy for men to be bald. It's not easy for women to be bald.
You
and
get a wig.
Melissa Etheridge to come on stage. More power to her. She came... Are we supposed to crawl into a cave when we lose our hair?
No, but what I'm saying is, for you, a breast cancer survivor, it means one thing. For the average person, for the average woman who's got both her breasts...
Can we have a little more sensitivity here?
What?
The way you're talking to this lady.
Forgive me, but I'm saying for the average person, you see bald, you're seeing a mutant. And I tried to make this point the other day on the Hendry program.
I don't see a mutant. I see a woman who's bald. There was a time when bald women
were... You have no clue. And what is wrong with little people being on a website? Ugly people are not allowed to be on websites.
Oh, so you think... See, so you...
People
you believe they're ugly.
So if people are lepers or bald or short, we aren't allowed. We're supposed to crawl into a cave and not belong to society. Is that what your thoughts are?
So in other words, you're saying that if you've lost both your breasts, you want to just take your shirt off and have a picture taken of that and send it in to Phil.
No, she didn't say that at all.
Well, no, that's what she's intimating.
Oh, not at all. You're missing my point.
Ma'am.
I'm not wanting to show my breasts. I still have my breasts.
I'm just telling you that
I lost my hair. I went
right.
through a very difficult time.
Exactly.
But I was still going to work every day and belonging to society. And
well, I appreciate your call, but I want to get calls. See, he's screening the calls only to make him look good.
He's not screening calls.
No, there are people in there talking to people.
Well, you're only getting people that agree with you.
Look, at how many people are you going to get calling and saying, yeah, you're right, keep dwarfs off of websites?
It's not about keeping dwarfs off of websites. It's about having... not shocking people so that they want to run from the room holding their hand over their mouth.
Well, I don't think that. All right, thank you very much, Grace. I don't think that happened the other night. Barbara, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
I love your show, Phil Henry.
Thank you.
I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
And I have to say, this gentleman appalls me. I mean,
Well, listen, you
get to talk all the time. Now, let the person that's calling in say their piece, and then you can respond.
Right, but you've got to address both issues, the dwarf and the radiological attack.
If you let me speak, I'll
go right ahead. Go right ahead.
I had a friend that just survived breast cancer, and she lost all of her hair, too.
Why am I hearing Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
I asked Bud to play this.
Why?
It's from a movie that had a lot of dwarfs in it, and I'm trying to...
Turn that off, please, so I can hear the caller. Go ahead.
And she survived breast cancer, and she wore a wig in the very beginning, but it was too hot, and it itched. So you're saying bald people, if they're bald, we're simulating the end of day,
yes.
Nuclear war.
And talk about something that's hot and itches. Try wearing a regular pair of men's underwear when you haven't been able to.
That has nothing to do with it. Why don't you wear a wig for a week and see how it is for the women?
What are you talking about?
I mean,
I just got done telling you.
She went out on stage the other night on the Grammys. She survived something that could have killed her. It didn't. There's been three women in her family that have died from breast cancer.
All right, let me ask you
and
something.
She wasn't mocking anybody.
Here, let me ask you something. So, in other words, she wants to stay bald for the rest of her life.
That's her choice. Isn't this America?
Ah, but you know she doesn't. She wants to grow her hair back. So she came out bald to say, hey, look at the freak that I am, but you know I'll be growing my hair back. That's my point.
That's your perception, though.
Nah, that's your point. And you know what it is? It mocks every housewife and child that goes into a mall, goes to the grocery store. All they want to do is get a box of Cocoa Puffs and some milk, and a raghead comes up, lets off radiation, and she comes back looking like Etheridge. She goes to the store with hair, and she gets...
Come on, man. I mean, this is a... You talk about spreading fear.
I can't believe you're even a member of America's human race.
America's
you could be over somewhere else.
I'm trying to let people know. You see, you're stacking the calls against me.
No, I'm not, man. All right, look at Barbara. Thank you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, what? Go ahead.
No.
What? What?
I think that right there is very immature.
What? I'm playing Over the Rainbow because it is a reminiscent of a time when dwarves could be a part of our culture.
And they can't now? Why? They were good as munchkins, but they're no good on my wall of female listeners.
Exactly.
What are you trying to say?
You know what I'm trying to say. You're saying it's okay to see him dressed up like a munchkin, but have her just as a regular woman with her picture on my wall. That's bad.
So you're calling me a bigot. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Get a load of you laughing. You're calling me a bigot?
Hey, if the shoe fits.
Exactly. Wear it.
All right, then it's equal time through the next calls you take. I want this song being played.
Why? So we can make fun of the lady?
Do you get to have your calls on? I want my equal time.
Well, you're speaking. Why do you have to have
Yeah, but you're all calling me a bigot. You're calling me a bigot and an a-hole and everything else. I'm playing Over the Rainbow.
All right, Barbara, thank you for your call. Let me go to we'll take Charlene. Hello, Charlene.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
I want to know, is this man part of your radio station?
He's a...
I'll speak for myself, Phil. I'm the vice president of syndication, ma'am, for the Phil Henry Show, yes.
Well, I think your boss ought to fire you because you are the most prejudicial moron I have ever heard on the air.
Ma'am,
and to play this music so people can't hear what other people are saying just shows that all you want to do is you think you're creating a controversy while all you're doing is I think everybody that's listening, that's a woman, that's a human... that has any sort of disease, as cancer, a survivor or not, ought to hang up and tell you people to go to hell. Because this is stupid. This is the most offensive radio show I've ever heard against anybody in the human race.
Thanks a lot,
David.
And
I'll tell you what, mister, I think people ought to take you and hang you by your heels. You are stupid.
You're calling me stupid?
I can't even hear her.
She doesn't like that song. Listen to that. Isn't that lovely?
I don't think it's lovely when you play it so nobody can hear anything.
I didn't hear that. What?
Yeah, I'll bet.
Look, Phil, this song is a song that I think represents...
a time when midgets knew their place.
Well, get a load of you calling them midgets. I was going to say dwarfs.
No, you weren't. You were going to use the offensive word.
The hell is this?
Wait a minute. I don't know what I'm playing here, man. I don't know why I'm playing this song. I think it's... You talk about offensive. When all the world, oh, God. Is
a hopeless. Look, take your break. I want to come back and make a final point on...
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You'd agree to it, Bud.
He told me to.
I told Bud to, and I play it, Bud, because I think it's important. Somewhere over the rainbow.
Jesus.
Way up high. See, that's already, it already is filled with midget commentary. Because...
Will you knock it off with the word midget?
I'm sorry. What I meant to say...
What do you mean commentary?
Way up high? See, I'd like to be way up high. Now, this was a time when your dwarf aspired to...
Then why can't I have her on my website?
Well, you got a point.
Yeah.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Who's singing this?
Way up. There you go.
That's beautiful, Mr. Hall.
See, that's what I'm saying. There's a land that I've heard of. It's the land of tall people. Once in a lullaby. It's a beautiful song, Phil.
Oh, boy.
Somewhere.
Hang up on him.
You hung up on Mr. Hall, you'll be very put out.
Oh, well, I'm just all hurt and worried about that. Okay, anyway, Jennifer, you're very lovely, and we're very proud to have you on our website. And Hall, go pound sand. Coming up, Justin McElroy joins us, a high school senior on older women hitting on younger men. This Mary Kay Letourneau, Deborah Lefebvre, this whole phenomenon going on. He'll talk about it from the standpoint of being a young man, the object of these kinds of, shall we say, interests. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, we have Justin McElroy coming up next hour. He is a high school senior to talk with us from the standpoint of a young man about these older women having sex with younger men, teachers having sex with underage minor men. We'll talk with Justin about that. And we have a flashback from another show featuring Justin coming up in a moment. Now, I got an email here from Allison, who's 15, and said she sent a picture for our wall of female listeners. But we didn't get it, Allison. Somehow the firewall here at our corporate, at the large corporate complex that we are just pawns in the ever-changing game of, somehow it stripped your picture, just ripped it. Some impersonal computer just went, oh, I don't like this. I don't like where it's from, and I don't particularly like the email address. You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'll just butcher up a young girl's hard work. Thank you. I'm your Clear Channel computer. So would you please send it to us again? Allison, and my apologies. Now, here is our email, here is our email, our flashback request. And it says, Dear Phil, the bit you did about how the kid thought Halo is all he needed to be an effective warrior, better than regular army training, apparently the world's greatest Halo player is in sabbatical and everyone in all the world is in a flutter. I don't know what that means. I don't even know who wrote this email. But he's requesting the Justin McElroy bit that Halo is better than ROTC. Here it is. A Justin McElroy flashback just ahead of Justin McElroy next hour.
I'm in the military. I'm 29 years old, and I am a little insulted, not only for you speaking of the entire military as being ignorant, but generalizing a situation in which you're not educated on. I think that the ROTC being at your school might educate you a little bit more on the rigorous testing and the rigorous training that we are subjected to on a daily basis.
What level?
And once you learn that, then maybe you can turn around and say, now I have an educated opinion of what's going on.
But what level are you on right now in the Navy?
I just bought it, actually, this weekend, and I haven't started it yet.
What do you do in the military?
I'm an aviation tech.
Okay, what level are you on?
There ain't no level, kid. It's not about levels.
Well, it will be in the future.
Where we are now and where we're going in the future are two different things. And right now, what you need to do is educate yourself a little bit more in real life rather than video games.
Well, the military uses simulation to train the troops. So I'd explain that. Yeah. How do you like me now? Because it's simulation,
and then it's real life.
When will you ever hit the real life? Well, why can't I do the simulation at my house? I can be on level 6, and it keeps me away from my mom, who's very stupid.
Your opinion of your mother really shouldn't have anything to do with your opinion on real life.
Well, okay, but I don't want to keep seeing the crack of her butt. That's all.
What is going on at your?
Have a discussion with your mom.
Have a discussion with your mother.
Talk to her about that.
It's just the pants she wears.
Well, maybe it's got nothing to do with anything, man. Okay. Now, yeah, they use military simulation in the. They use simulation.
Military simulation in the military.
Have a little respect, man. Okay. They use simulation in the military, but then you got to go and fight the actual war.
But not in the future. In the future, you'll just kill people. Hey, is your name Paige?
Yes, I'm sorry. We have simulation in the military to get us prepared for different situations that may arise. And then when we're put in situations, we're a little bit more prepared for what may or may not happen.
Do you wear a Popeye outfit?
I'm sorry?
Do you wear a Popeye outfit or anything like that?
No, it's not like that.
It's not like... Well, Popeye wore a Navy outfit, so I don't understand.
That's the old-style military uniform. We have different uniforms now.
You might as well ask her, does she dress like Daffy Duck?
Not Daffy Duck.
I mean, who's the one that wore the hat? Donald Duck?
That was Donald.
Well, do you wear Donald Duck pants?
No.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds.